Thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams. How can I assist you?
Yes. I'm very upset about a purchase that I thought was costing me $15 and has cost me $79.99. And it was not clear, made clear to me, what the policy was as far as them taking the money from my account if I didn't call back in 14 days.
All right. Let's get you to verify your name and address, please.
Yes, it's Kathy McConnell, 15 Parkland Drive, Fairport, New York.
All right. Thank you for that. Let's take a look here. All right. It shows that you have the earbuds ordered at $5.99 and the second pair. No, not a second pair. You had the case for $9.99. And then a trial completion charge for $79.99 on the 25th of January.
You know what? Where did that come in? I never saw $79.99.
It was going to be at the bottom of the screen with the terms and conditions.
Okay, well, I didn't see it. Was it clear? Was it on there? Can you send me a copy of that offer?
All right, bear with me just one moment. Let's see here. I think we can give you the website.
It was offers.
Yes, ma'am, but we have the website here where that offer is. It's
okay.
Fit Balance Tech. That's T as in Tom, E as in Echo.
Wait a minute. All right. Tell me, start from the beginning.
It's going to be Fit, F-I-T as in Tom.
Yeah.
The word balance, this is all one word. Balance, B-A-L-A-N-C-E.
Yeah.
Tech, T-E-C-H.
T-E-C-H.
Dot com.
Is that all one word?
Yes, it is. And then it's going to be a forward slash.
A forward slash?
Yes. V as in Victor 1, the number 1.
V as in Victor and then 1.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make clear to you that I will be calling the Federal Trade Commission about this, because as far as I'm concerned, this is like a scam. It was not clear. They did not make it clear. And I'm very upset because I wouldn't pay $80 plus another $15 for earbuds. I'd go buy the Apple Buds. What can we do about this?
Well, being that it is disputed, there's something further we can do.
Disputed by who? Pardon me?
You had to request that of your financial institution.
Right. They just called to see whether or not that charge was put on there legitimately. But to me, okay, it looks that way, but I didn't give you permission to take $79.99. The girl said if I didn't call in 14 days, the charge was put on.
Yes, ma'am. And then you call us after that, we still, we'll offer you like a discounted rate on that charge, because you have up until the 14th day to call us and you can return the product.
I didn't even see that. Listen, this is not made clear, and I think you know that. And I'm sure you have gotten a lot of complaints about this. And I want something done, or I will be calling the FTC.
There's nothing further we could do, ma'am. You disputed the charges. You would have to call us to address it. But if it goes through the dispute process and they determine in the company's favor, there's nothing we could, or if they determine in your favor, there's nothing we could do after a dispute.
Well, I don't think you quite understand. I'm calling this a scam because it was not clear. The bank, yes, researched it. And yes, that was put on my account. But what they don't know is what led to that. At the bottom, probably in small print, you need to call within 14 days or you will be charged $79.99.
They actually call the company and get the website in there. investigation phase of the dispute process. So they have that information. That's why it was determined the way that it was, because they call us and they ask us to verify your name, address, phone number, email, give them tracking showing that we did deliver, and they ask for the website so that they can go to the website and see what the agreement is there. Those are the factors that they use in determining whether or not it was fraud and whether or not they're going to, you know, return the monies to the customer or leave the monies with the company. And so we give them the website. And so they are aware. It's at the bottom of the screen. If you just scroll down and you click on, yes, send me EarPods, you go to the very bottom of the screen. It says, by submitting, you're firm to have read and agreed to our terms and conditions. After your 14-day trial period has expired, you will be charged the full retail price of $79.99. And that's
Can you read that again? Because I was looking for something. Go ahead. What does it say at the bottom of the page?
By submitting, you affirm to have read and agreed to our terms and conditions. After your 14-day trial period has expired, you will be charged the full retail price of $79.99. It's a two-sentence statement. It's not
okay.
I can't find it.
I can't find it. I have Fit Balance. You said Fit
Balance.
Balance
Tech. T as in Tom, E as in Echo, C as in Charlie, H as in Sam. .com.
Fit Balance Tech.com.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Fit Balance Tech.com. And then /V1?
V1.
All right, let me start all over. I want to see this. Fit, balance, TECH.com /V1.
And that's V, V as in Victor 1.
Right. Online discount activated.
That's it. That's going to be the website. You click on yes.
Okay, so click on yes. Send me your pod. And then I fill out all this.
Scroll to the very bottom of the screen.
And then rush my trial. And then at the bottom of the screen, there's nothing. I have to fill this out in order to see the rest. And I certainly don't want to fill it out and get another set of EarPods.
No, now with this offer, you don't have to fill anything out. You just go to the bottom of the screen and it should be there.
It's not. I have verify your shipping info, and then you fill out all this information, rush my trial, and that's what's on this screen.
That must be a different offer you went into. Let me go and put that in. Bear with me one moment.
You
so
want to send me
it?
A copy of what? Yeah, I Googled it. FitBalanceTech.com, and I had the /V1. Do you want to just send me a copy of what you have?
I can request it to be sent to you, yes, ma'am.
Or just email it to me. Can you email it to me right now?
Well, see, we have to request that an admin will email it to you. It does take a little bit longer to receive it that way, but it is done through admin. They address
well,
these requests.
If it's faster to mail it, I just don't understand why this isn't coming through.
It's going to be on the website, though, ma'am.
But I'm on the website.
Well, when I go into that exact same website, when you click on it, it goes, it says, claim your EarPods today, just cover shipping. And then it says, one risk-free trial EarPods has a $5.99 shipping and handling.
Let me try something out, another site, Balance.
Now, you can put that offer, that in your web address bar. Instead of doing a search on it,
I'm doing that instead of Google.
Okay.
Tech.com /V1.
and my discount activated, wireless AirPod, 2 to 3 hours of, okay, free online only trial, just pay shipping. Right there, it's free trial, just pay shipping.
Yeah,
yes, send me that. Press on that. Just send me ear pad. Okay, here we go. $5.99. Fill out the information again. My billing address is the same as shipping.
So you can't scroll to the bottom of the screen and see it at the very bottom?
30-day guarantee. All orders are processed through the very secure network. By submitting, you affirm to have read and agreed to our terms and conditions. After your 14-day trial period has expired, you will be charged the full real retail price of $79.99. That is at the very bottom of the screen.
Yes, yes, it is.
I mean, order now. I pressed it, and I never went any further. And that, if that isn't a way to get people to order, I'm reporting this. I am reporting this. This is insane. I'm sure you've had many phone calls, haven't you?
Most customers are aware of trial phases. They understand that, you know, give us a call. They'll call immediately after submitting the order just to go over whatever the terms may be on the account, because it sends you out the customer service number with your receipt and let you know we're open 24 hours a day to call us.
First of all, I did get something shipped to. I have the shipping information. Ship from, ship to, order number. Then it tells what it is, and there's no phone number on here.
With your payment receipt back in January? Because these were ordered in January.
Okay, I know that. I just have the receipt that you sent with the AirPods. But I didn't keep that, which was probably in my mail for the longest time. But, I mean, you go through all this shipping information, payment information, credit card number, and then it says order now. Press on order now. And then your estimate arrival time. Then at the very, very bottom in this thing here, it says $79.99. Are you kidding me? I'm sure you've had more than one phone call. I'm sure you've had many, and I'm reporting this.
And it also says no questions asked, 30-day refund guarantee. If you're unhappy for any reason, get your money back. Rock solid guarantee. So the thing is if you were unhappy with it, you had to call us for a refund.
Where does it say that?
Right below 30-day guarantee. Under where you see states, my billing address is the same as shipping, 30-day guarantee. No questions asked, 30-day refund guaranteed. If you aren't happy for any reason, get your money back, rock solid guarantee. And so,
okay, where did you say that was?
Under the guarantee.
Because I don't see it on here.
The 30-day guarantee. Right above, by submitting, you affirm to have read and agree to our terms and conditions. How's the 30-day guarantee money back?
If I fill out all this information, okay, after I fill out all the information, after that, my billing address, payment information,
mm-hmm.
credit card number, add shipping protection, order now. Okay, so where does it say about what
below
you just told
all
me?
Of that information you just read, it says your shipment is estimated.
30-day guarantee?
Yeah, it's
nope.
Going to be a...
They ask 30-day refund guaranteed if you are unhappy. Well, that's fine. So you have a 30-day guarantee. But what it doesn't say is that we're charging you at the very, very bottom, $79.99.
It does say that it's charging you $79.99 at the very bottom.
Yeah, at the very bottom, after you have ordered the material, I didn't even read the bottom. I just ordered now. I mean, let's face it. You know doggone well. This is very deceitful. Now, you have a choice. I can either go further. I'm going to put your name in. If nothing's done now, there's going to be a lot of complaints at the Federal Trade Commission. So either you give me my money back, or I'll be on the list, or you'll be on the list there. I don't care which at this point, because I'm done arguing this. I'm saying this is extremely deceitful.
All right, so this was opened up. This account began back on the 8th of January, ma'am. We've gone through all the processes we can go through. What would have had to happen is that you give us a call. Once you were billed, if you were not satisfied, we will allow you to return the products and give you your refund.
Then the other thing is you don't have a phone number here. There is no phone number.
The phone number is going to be in your payment receipt.
And the only
phone number is at the bottom of the screen as well.
Well, I have the receipt here that I received, and then is it on this particular page, the phone number?
Yes.
Where?
You scroll down below by submitting your firm to have read and agree. It says 2021 EarPods, All Right Reserve, Customer Service 855-433-0924.
Wait a minute, where is that?
It's below by submitting. You affirm to have read and agreed.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
It also have a contact us down there.
So it's under, it's by submitting, you affirm. And then under that, it says terms and conditions.
It says
in this black little space here that's really tiny. Is that what you're talking about?
Policy and contact us. Now, if you click on contact us, it's going to enlarge it. It has the return address. It has the contact. Click on the word contact us.
Okay, well, that's fine. I just think this was extremely deceitful, and I'm reporting this. So
yeah, most companies put all of this information at the bottom of the screen.
No,
I mean, surely
like,
you look at the bottom of the screen when you place orders.
No. Not this tiny. Not this tiny. Uh-uh. No,
it's smaller when it's at the bottom of the screen.
That should have been much bigger, and it should have been even before you fill out the information. So you know what you're getting into. That's why it's deceitful. But that's all right. I'm done discussing it. There's nothing else to discuss. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Customer Support.